terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's February the 11th, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I would love to have you join me in the chat room. And to get there, if you go to 12radio and the Facebook chat room, or I'm sorry, just go to 12radio.com. In the top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and that'll take you into the Facebook private chat room that we have. That way you can see what's going on in the room. And I ask you if you have any questions that you want answered by the angels, the second half of the show, post any questions there. And I'll get to that after the break. Or if you just want to jump in and say hi to everybody, we appreciate that as well. Thank you all for showing up. As I said, for first-time listeners, the first part's where I talk about whatever subject matter the angels have designated that they want me to talk about. And the second half is where I take any questions that you might want to get some answers to. So, again, thank you. Thank you for being here. Besides being an advisor at 12Listen, where I'm available almost every single day, you can go to my website at OhMyAngels, which is spelled OhMyAngels.com, to learn more about me. I also have on that website a link to any of the radio shows that I've done. If you want to listen to that, you can also find those on 12radio.com under the On Demand. So you can find them either way. Also, I do scopes monthly, and you can find those on the 12listen.com page. Scroll down to where you'll see the scopes, and you'll see my angel scopes. Or, again, if you're on my web page, there's a link that also shows the angel scopes. So hopefully that gives you all the information you ever wanted to know. I don't know about you guys, but it's just been, this February has just been full of, for me, unexpected surprises, not necessarily yay surprises, but aha, wow, isn't this interesting, surprises, which again, most of you guys knew that I fell, and I'm still not ready to talk about what all happened and transpired, but it's real interesting. Last week, the show I called Words, you know, we talked about the power of words and how it can affect other people and stuff, and I think this week's just a continuation. It didn't start out that way when I was first getting the information, but it sure turned out that way. Almost everyone who knows me knows that I am a huge, huge over-the-top Kansas City Chiefs fan, and I was ecstatic that we were going to the Super Bowl. In fact, I felt at the very beginning of the year that we would win the season, the AFC Championship, which we did. And I felt certain we were going to win for the first time ever. No team's ever done it. We were going to win the three-peat. That's winning three Super Bowls back to back to back. And I just felt it. I just knew it. So for those of you who don't follow football, the Chiefs did not win the Super Bowl this past Sunday. And to say that I was disappointed is an understatement. But the thing about it is, it was so interesting for me because I felt so much compassion for the Chiefs and the players, the coaches, and the fans, because we all expected it. I mean, the Chiefs are totally capable of doing that. But what hit me so hard, it was almost like getting physically attacked, was the comments I saw out on Facebook, I heard on the TV, you know, bad-mouthing the Chiefs, saying they were horrible, they were throwing the game. Just some of the meanest things I've ever heard. And I'm sure they've been out there before, and I'm sure when I was younger, you know, when the teams that beat the Chiefs, you know, because we went 50 years in between winning the Super Bowl. But I don't think I'd ever really, I never felt the power of those words before. And I think one of the things that impacted me the most, and this is going to sound strange, is when they showed Taylor Swift up on the Teletron, is that what you call it, the big TV at the stadium? The fans there, both sides, I guess, I don't know whoever was in the stadium, they booed her. You know, I'm a nana, I'm a mom, I'm a friend. And to think that some person would be treated that way so publicly when she hasn't done a damn thing wrong. It was just so eye-opening and hurtful and shameful to the people that were doing it. And I couldn't understand it. And I was talking to a guy that comes into the community center. And we were talking about, you know, the Super Bowl and how things were. And I told him that I was just shocked and stunned by the way that people talked about not only the Chiefs, but the coaches, but then the thing with Taylor. And he said, Peggy, he goes, you know what that's called? And I said, no. I said, other than being called mean, I don't know what else you would call it. And he said, it's called leveling. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, it's the terminology that's where, let's say that an acquaintance of yours gets a brand new home, and you've been wanting a new home, and you couldn't afford it, you can't, you know, whatever the deal is, but you're very envious. This person's got this brand new home, blah, blah, blah. Instead of being truly happy for that person, you make little comments like, well, dang, wait till you get your personal property tax. And, you know, geez, look how much room you've got in your house. You know, all the cleaning, extra cleaning it's going to take, how much more time and, you know, how many more hours you're going to have to work, you know, work to be able to afford those kind of payments, on and on. You see what I'm saying? It's where you level, because they're not, you're making, you may, because of their statement or the thing they got, they make you feel in your mind like you're less than. So the only way you can justify that in your mind or emotionally is you try to level them down, bring them down to where your thought process is, instead of just being genuinely happy for them. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, if people, you know, the Chiefs have won 2 Super Bowls back to back, and the comments that were being said about them, it's all the officials. The officials are, you know, they pay them off. They've done all this stuff. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, they go over those calls with a fine-tooth comb. And if, you know, the people over the officiants, if they catch something wrong, those officiants get fined. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's so easy as a fan to say, oh, well, the officials did it. Instead of saying, well, geez, you know, maybe the member of my team did something they weren't supposed to do. You know, grabbing the other guy by his face mask is, you know, not a nice thing to do. And you get penalties on that, you know. Roughing the passer, all these things the other player did. So why are you blaming the official for calling that? Now, in a real world, yes, there are some bad calls out there. But you never hear about the good calls that were called. You know, you don't hear anybody complaining about that. So it's the leveling, right? We have to make ourselves feel better because our team didn't live up to our expectations. And the leveling really, you know, when they explained it to me, I thought, well, dang, you know, that's truly what everybody was doing, in my opinion, on Sunday. And it's what we do on a day-to-day basis. You know, he helped me put it into context to when I was younger and things didn't go my way, or somebody got the promotion that I wanted, or somebody got a raise and I didn't, or whatever the situation was. We always have to, in our mind, feel like we have to justify why you yourself didn't get whatever it is that you're looking for. You know, maybe that person that just got the brand new job, maybe they've got a skill set you know nothing about, and maybe they're more qualified. But the bottom line is, why can't we just be happy for the other person, for the other team? And I'm happy that the Eagles get to celebrate their Super Bowl. I definitely wish it had been the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I'm not going to lie about it. But the Eagles played a better game. But to watch those Chiefs when they came off the field, they were brokenhearted. You could tell they had given it they just weren't in sync on Sunday night. There was a lot of things that happened or whatever. But the bottom line is the Chiefs have done so much for Kansas City and for this area. I mean, I even get emotional about it. They've brought so much love into this community. You know, they have so many of their own charities, and they give so much of themselves to lift up the city and the community, that for anybody to say anything, you know, crappy about them, I was just devastated. I mean, of all the teams, the Chiefs still made it into the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. We just didn't happen to win this particular Super Bowl. But they have nothing to hang their head down about. They made it into the Super Bowl. So they should feel good about that. Now our quarterback and some of the other famous players and stuff, I mean, they wanted to win. You could see it. It's hurting them. And it's something they're going to have to work through and decide what, you know, what they want to do, and the changes are going to have to be made on the team, etc. But what does that say about us to badmouth somebody? That's kicking somebody when they're down. Why would you do that? What feeling of good did that bring you to say some of the things that have been said? And right before coming on air today, I saw a post and I printed it out because I wanted you guys, I mean, it spells it out. Because the thing with Taylor, I mean, am I a Swiftie? No. But do I respect her? Hell yeah. Look what this woman's done. I mean, it's just incredible. So this post is about the way she was treated. And it was by a Jordan Levick. And it says, this is probably going to tick some people off, and I hope it does. But I'm going to keep on sharing it and saying it. And once again, I am not a Swiftie, but I'm a human being, a dad, and a monstrous football fan. I'm extremely disappointed in so many of you who think that, quote, not being a fan, unquote, of someone means you're entitled to shit all over them. I want to remind you of something. Your children are watching you complain about Taylor Swift sitting at a football game, being happy, and cheering for a man she loves in what appears to be a very loving, respectful relationship. Your children are watching you judge a woman for literally just existing and taking up space happily. And you know what? Ms. Swift has won 324 awards. How many do you have? She brought $5 billion in consumer spending and boosted the U.S. economy so significantly that leaders from other countries actually beg her to play there. Did you know that there are over 20 college courses about her skills as an artist, lyricist, and musician, including places like Harvard, Stanford, and U.S. Berkeley? Did you know that Taylor quietly donates mass amounts of money to local food banks in every city she performs in? And did you know that Taylor Swift was sexually assaulted by a radio DJ and she got him fired when he sued her for over $3 million for defamation? She countersued for a symbolic $1 in a court case that took 2 years for her to win. And she did that just to show women that fighting for what's right has no price tag and to never be silent in the face of oppression. Remember, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews are watching you run your mouth. And they are seeing the world hate a woman who does so much good simply because she exists in their line of sight. Teach your boys to respect women. Teach your girls that as women, they are allowed to take up space. We need to do better, people. Fix it. Become aware of your words, because we all have the ability and the obligation to fight for the future of our children with simple moments. And we need to consciously choose to be better for them. Again, that was by Jordan Levick. And to me, that was so powerful because it was everything I was feeling when I saw that happen on Sunday. And I get emotional about it because I think of, what if that was my granddaughter up there and someone did that to her? Or what if my son had done something and everybody booed him? We need to watch our words. We need to think about why we're doing or saying some of the things that we're saying or doing. We are all human beings and we all have emotions. We all have feelings. But the bottom line is we're all the same. We are all the same. We're made up of the same. We're human beings that need to learn how to take care of not only ourselves, but other people. We're all in this together. You know, I heard that some things at the Super Bowl itself were changed because some people didn't like what they were going to say, and it was promoting, I think it was unity, and somebody didn't want it on there, so they had to change it. You know, why can't we, as the American people that are human beings, stand up for each other? Be happy, truly happy, when somebody does something that makes a difference. For somebody to win an award, they just didn't pick something out of the sky and say, okay, here, you can have this award. Whoever that person is, they had to work for it. It wasn't just given to them. You know, whether the Eagles won or whether the Chiefs won, both teams worked their butts off all year to get to that place, to get to the Super Bowl. You know, why can't the cities involved with that? I mean, I know Kansas City betted, you know, the Eagles certain food. I think it was Philly cheesesteaks coming to Kansas City if we won, and barbecue going to Philly if they won. You know, a nice, kind, easy competition. You know, not to be mean, not to be ugly, not to try to tear somebody down. And like I was talking about last week, words are so powerful. You don't know when you're talking to somebody, if you say something really hateful or negative, whether that person's on their last leg emotionally. You don't know if they're struggling with suicide. You don't know if they're struggling to acknowledge who they are. And because of what you said or did, now they're just like, screw it, I can't take this anymore. You know, we as a nation, we as a people need to do better. And like I said, I've done the same things without even thinking about it. I think today's show mainly needs to be about, yes, these are the things we're doing, but maybe we're not consciously thinking about it, of what our reasoning behind it is. Like, I got so upset on Sunday, and when I was talking to this guy at work, I couldn't really articulate what I wanted to say. And he just put it out there, and he's right, it's the leveling. It's where we feel like we have to level the playing field, so to speak. Well, I can't have you better than me, so therefore you got such and such. Well, it must be because either you cheated or you're going to have to work extra hard or, you know, whatever the excuse is to make me feel better. You know, why can't we just truly be happy for the other person? I think it's a skill set they need to teach. You know, when I was younger, I never thought about that. I thought about my feelings, you know, and well, dang, why didn't I get it? You know, they must have something in with the boss or whatever the excuse was, you know, to make myself feel better. But now, you know, I haven't felt that way in a long time. I mean, I've got friends that have new jobs or a new position or a new skill set or whatever. I'm truly happy for them. Maybe it's because I've had to work hard all my life to get what I have. And now I recognize the fact when something does change or something does come in new, it's because they probably worked really, really hard to get it. I mean, they just need someone to say, gosh, good job. Way to go. Yeah, the cities have, a celebration, Super Bowl celebration parades. Well, I think we should have a celebration parade that our boys even made it into the Super Bowl. Nobody thought we'd even go to the Super Bowl this year. We did. You see people that work who on the backside, you think, well, they don't ever do anything. What's going on with them? Well, and all of a sudden they've gotten a promotion. Did you stop and think, well, geez, that person's the first one in the office in the morning and the last one to leave. And they were on call all night or on call all weekend. Instead of just being genuinely happy for them that they're in the position that they busted their butt to get. But it's when the other teammates, the other teams for me, with football, there are certain teams for, I mean, forever. I grew up with the Raiders. Nobody liked the Raiders. I didn't like the Raiders because, and what I saw and what I heard was the Raiders were a mean football team. They didn't always play clean. For those who don't watch football, you don't know what I'm talking about, but they weren't nice. But not only were they not nice, they're at the time, I mean, growing up, their fans weren't nice either. People were afraid to go to the games because you never knew what, a fight was going to break out or something was going to happen. The worst thing they can say about Kansas City with the fans is the fact we're too loud. I mean, this community 10,000% gets behind the team, the Chiefs. I mean, those diehard fans in the cold, bitter cold will go out at 3 o'clock in the morning and get their place in line to get out there at the stadium and tailgate. It's a community affair. You don't have any food or whatever, you got some money or whatever, you go up to one of the place. They'll take the money, they'll help you with the food. You're in from out of state, good for you. What can we do to help you have a good time? You know what I'm saying? It's a community affair. So again, seeing all these hateful comments about, oh, well, we've paid off the referees and we've done this and we've done that. It was like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, the Hunts have a very strict rule for their player rules, I should say, for their players here. And if they don't follow those guidelines, no matter who they are, they don't stay on the Chiefs roster. And one of the biggest things they have is you have to give back to the community. Because the Hunts believe the Chiefs are here for the community. I mean, it's amazing. And poor Tyler, she just shows up to cheer on Travis. And most people I know in the Kansas City area, we love the fact of Tyler and Travis together. I think they're kind of like our Princess Diana and the romance or whatever. We just love them. We love them together, and I think it's because the joy that's in their faces when they look at each other. They seem very happy, and we wish the best for them. So when Taylor kind of got into the mix, she became part of the Chiefs family. Did everybody welcome her? No, some people, just again, they're jealous of her for whatever reason. But the majority of the Kansas City fans love the fact that she's here. They love the fact that she's with Travis. So why can't we just be happy to these two individuals who have so much going for them? Let's let them be happy. They have every right, just like anybody else has the right to be happy. So again, this month seems like the whole month is about lessons on using our words and using our words in such a way that uplifts people. Let's not use words to tear people down. I felt so sorry for the people in the stadium. They felt so compelled that they had to boo a young woman who gives so much of herself. And if you ever see the video of it, you can see her asking her friend, what's going on? That's her comment. She didn't get it. And she just kept being herself, you know. Here all these people disrespected her, and she just, you know, put her shoulders back and, you know. I mean, I just admire her. So think before you start talking. Think about the words and how they can affect others. You know, and again, like the gentleman said in the Facebook page, how, you know, who's listening to what you're saying? Your kids or your grandkids or, you know, people that you know and that, you know, younger people or who normally look up to you. You know, what have you given them to hold on to? What are you teaching them by doing that? Okay, I'll get off my high horse. Those are the things I just really needed to get off my chest, and the angels asked me to share. So again, here you have it. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'll jump into the Facebook page and see if anyone's written any questions in there. They want to get some answers from their angels, or you can call in after the break at the, let me see if I can find it here. I just lost my place here. Here we go. 857-232-0155 and enter the code 870-303. We're going to take a short break, so we'll see you in five. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. You can call in or place the questions in the chat, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, let me jump in here. I added my own at the very bottom. If you scroll down, I added one to show you. My Valentine, my little Yogi. I've been letting his hair grow long for the winter. You know, he was born in Arizona, so he's not really used to the cold. We had some cold when I lived in Flagstaff, but not as cold as what it gets here. So I kind of let him grow longer hair in the winter time. But he gets tired of having the hair long. He would rather be short, to tell you the truth. So I took him yesterday and got him groomed, and he just looks so handsome. He's such a good boy. So that's my baby. So let me get over here to the... Okay. So first up at Pamela Snow. She's in the house. She says, yay, Peggy. Thank you for the roses. Those are so pretty. I appreciate you showing up. And, of course, my computer's going to act up. Give me 1 second here. Why does it do this? Well, I normally don't even know how to do that, what it just did. Gotta love it. Just love it. Let's reload the page. Let's just try that. There we go. Hold on. Now it's all over the place again, but all right, hold on. Bear with me. This is crazy. Let me just go. All right. So anyway, let's see. So thank you, Pamela. I appreciate that. And then we got Renee in the house. She says, good morning. And good morning to you, Renee. I appreciate you being here as well. You guys make my day. Tara Elizabeth is here. She says, good morning. And good morning to you as well. And Quelly's here. She says, Grand Rising, Peggy, Serena, and Montu family. And yes, before I forget it, you know, my hat's off to Serena for producing my show. I don't like producing my show and doing it all myself. It's just very distracting because when I get on a rant or start channeling information, I can't pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. So thank God she's there to help. Let's see here. Pamela says, no excuse for bad behavior. I know, but Pamela, you know, the thing I was thinking about this on Sunday, again, when I didn't get any sleep at all, I stayed up because I was just so shocked by the comments and so hurt by the comments. I was just like, why would you people do this? I don't understand. You know, the society I grew up in when I was younger, I mean, you minded your manners. If you didn't have something good to say, then you kept your mouth shut. Because if you said something that hurt somebody else's feelings, you know, one of two things, I either got a spanking or I got my mouth washed out with soap. You know, so you learn real quick. But I think a lot of people today, they don't understand the consequences of saying and doing some of the things that they do. So I think, you know, today's show and even last week's show is more about let's change that. Let's educate people. Because I still believe in the humanity. I still believe it's there. I still believe in the good humanity. It just has to be there. And if we can educate people that, hey, maybe some of the things you're saying and doing, you know, how would you feel if that was done to you? You wouldn't like it. So let's stop the cycle. Let's take that moment to breathe. Let's think about our actions and how those actions or words affect the people around us or the people who hear them. You know, the person who I read the Facebook entry on, I don't know that person. But again, they were able to articulate how they were feeling. And a lot of that is exactly what I was feeling. Like, how can we as human beings do this to another person? You know, what has Taylor ever done to anybody that was in that stadium that would make them boo her? Other than the fact that they're maybe jealous or insecure around her. When she's had to fight hard in the industry she's in to be able to own her own music. You know, we as women especially should be going, woo, woo, you go, girl. Because for so long, women have been put down in the society, held down. You know, women can be so cruel to each other. But I think that's shifting as well. I think it's shifting for the better. You know, everybody was always so jealous of this one because she, her hair is so pretty, or this, her makeup's just beautiful, or she's just the right weight and that shape and whatever. Instead of saying, you know, you go, girl, you look good to what you've got on, you know, you rock it. I can't wear makeup. It drives me crazy. I just want to claw my face off. And I was made to feel bad about that for so many years. And now it's like, screw it. You don't like what you're looking at? Look someplace else. Because I'm okay with how I am. Would I like some things to be a little bit better? Yeah, but, and hopefully I'll get there one day. But again, we as, especially we as women need to pull together. We need to help build each other up. But we as human beings, no matter if you're male, female, whatever, you deserve to be treated with respect. Until you don't. You know what I'm saying? If you're going around shooting people and stuff like that, well then, you know, we've got a different conversation going. But like Pamela says, no excuse for bad behavior. And there's not. Once people have been educated about what they're doing is wrong. And I'd be willing to bet some of those people who were booing in the stadium were either, maybe they've been drinking. Maybe they weren't thinking about the overall effect. Or it's like, oh, they're booing, so let's boo too. You know what I'm saying? So we need to educate people. We need to help raise them up. Help them feel better about themselves to where they can help feel better about somebody else doing something good. Make sense? I mean, we're all a work in progress. I'm just saying let's jump in there and let's start this progress together. You know, think about the next 7 days. Every time you say something, is that building somebody else up or are you tearing somebody else down to level the playing ground? Because I think subconsciously, we say and do things that we don't even realize what we've said or done until it's already out there. So I'm just asking you to pause over the next 7 days before you say something and ask yourself, is this helping to build somebody up or is this tearing somebody down? Then make whatever statement you want to make. Okay, Denise Simone says, if you're offering angel messages, I'd love one this morning. Thank you. Okay, Denise, let me just tune in a second here. Well, the first thing I get, and it's all capital letters, says change. So I'm guessing you've got some big changes coming in, whether you want them or not. It feels like you've been nudged in a certain direction or nudged about a certain subject matter that the angels are saying you're kind of dragging your feet on. I feel like your time's running out on the dragging your feet. I don't think you're going to be able to do that much longer. So they're asking you to get it together, get with the program. You know what you need to do. You know, you deserve it. Go for it. You know, but, you know, the universe is pretty funny about that. Lord, don't I know. they will give you signs and encourage you and nudge you. And they give you the certain amount of time to get it together and start, you know, stepping forward. And even if it's baby steps, but if you don't even take that first baby step, they're going to push you to make that baby step. And it's probably not going to be in a manner that you're like, dang, I didn't see that coming. When if you think about it, you really did see it coming. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hearing big change. Be open to it. Trust your guidance. Quit telling yourself, well, I can't do that. Because they're going to show you can. So step out in faith. Because if you don't, they'll help you step out in faith. So, and they've got a good sense of humor. So hopefully that helps, Denise. Let's see. Susan Morrissey says, hi, Peggy. So happy to hear you live today. Amen to supporting other women's rights to take up space. I know, right? You know, women are the most compassionate, loving, caring human beings on this planet. But yet we can be some of the bitchiest, you know, snottiest human beings as well. But most of that, I think, is fear. You know, am I good enough? What if I fail at this? What if I do this? What if I do that? Instead of going, wow, isn't this interesting? And asking God and the angels for guidance. I mean, trust me, I've had some things happen to me the last 30 days that I'm like, holy moly. You know, I asked an archangel for help on something. I'm clearing things out. And you know that saying, be careful what you ask for because you may get it? Well, I think maybe I should have been a little bit more specific on how I needed things to happen, you know, because I've had to clear some things out, but not in the way that I thought I was going to have to. You know what I'm saying? And it's been, I usually have a pretty good grasp on asking for things to be in a subtle, where I don't have to deal with the drama and whatever. But I've had, some major falls and some things happened that were like I didn't see coming, so to speak, right? But then when I look back on everything that I've been asking for or working on or meditating on or whatever, I mean, I almost feel like I opened my mouth and inserted my foot. You know what I'm saying? So again, you have to be careful when you're asking the universe for things. You need to be very specific, but then let go of how it's supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like if you want a new job, or just be grateful for the job that you have, or thank you for the new job coming my way, blah blah blah, whatever that may be. But then don't try to tell that universe how it has to happen for you to get that lump sum of money, or for you to get the new job or the new house or the whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm usually pretty good about that, but not so much the past 30 days. And I thank God though, the things that have come up for me, I've been able to go, wow, huh, isn't this interesting? You know, and just kind of breathe. And I'm going through it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said that, I keep telling you guys that I'll bring it up to you when I can with the fall. But of all the stuff that I've gone through, it's just been, isn't that interesting? That's the best way I can say it right now. So let's see here. Pamela says also leveling is just vocal and vicious jealousy. And isn't that sad that we have to do that? Why can't we just truly, truly just be happy for somebody else? You know, I've gotten so much better at it. And I think part of that is just accepting who you are, accepting who you want to be, and knowing that what somebody else has is not, if I wanted that, maybe I should have worked harder in a certain area to get that. You know, everybody has, it seems, different priorities on, what's most important to them versus somebody else. Again, a judgment call, right? That's what we do. We're so good at judging, right? But I think in this instance, what I'm trying to say is the fact that if we can just be happy for other people who get the rewards for the situations and the confrontations, if you will, that they've had to go through to get where they're at. Let's just be happy that they've got a positive outcome. They got something that they worked hard for. Instead of being jealous. There's certain things like, geez, I wish I had that, blah, blah. Well, if I really truly wanted it, I probably would have it. You know? So think about that before you start being jealous of somebody else. Think, geez, what all does she have to go through, or what all did he have to go through to get what they've got? You know, good for them. They survived it, right? They survived the battle. So let me see if I can refresh this. I ran down this picture where I had a Yogi. I don't know if you guys have seen it. He's such a good boy. I'm so blessed to have him in my life. And then one of these days, I'm not going to have him, and that's going to be the day that I lose it. I'll tell you that for sure. So I tell him every day that I'm glad that he was here today, that I had him today. Because he's 11 and a half. You never know with these little guys. Sometimes they can live to be a lot older, and sometimes not so much. My first Yorkie, I had to put him down at 10. So because he had a lot of health issues. So There are babies. Hold on, I'm trying to get back to the chat room. Just bear with me here. I'll get there. Here we go. Okay, so yes, I talked to Pam and Renee, Tara. I always say Tara, so I hope that's okay. If that's not pronounced correctly, please forgive me. Pamela, Denise, let's see here. Yeah, like Polly says, don't be a hater, be a congratulator. Oh, I love that. I'm going to borrow that. That's wonderful. Did you guys write that down? So when people start talking trash talk, just say, don't be a hater, be a congratulator. Way to go, Polly. Love it. I'm going to remember that one. You'll be seeing that on my Facebook page. And I usually just type in and tell people, you know, if you don't have any. So I had I think it was one of the games the Chiefs were playing, which, you know, again, here we go, football talk. And somebody decided that they could use my Facebook page to come on and dish my Chiefs. It's like, oh, no, you don't. So I deleted their comment, and then I private messaged them and told them not to ever do that again. You know, I don't go on somebody else's page and trash talk their kids or what they believe in or whatever. You know, if you don't like what I'm posting on my page, just scroll on by. It's okay. I'm not going to get butthurt about it, you know. Again, manners. So, and to do it on my page? So, again, I love it, Quelly. I wish I'd had that. Don't be a hater. Be a congratulator. Let's see what, hold on, somebody else put a comment here. I got to get back to it. Oh, Pam put two. Oh, Suzanne put sweet baby, talking about Yogi. And Pamela put a little heart thing. You guys, he is so special. He really is. Those of you who know my story with cancer and stuff know that and because of him, I found out that I had cancer in time to where I could get the treatment and still be here today. So he's my angel for sure. He's lately, his latest trick is he likes to, he follows me wherever I go anyway. He has to know that I'm there and I'm going to be okay, right? But then he'll get in front of me and then just stop. Well, he's barely 5 pounds. And if I were to step on him, I would hurt him. And so it's like, I told him, I said, you got to stop doing that. So now what I do, because I don't want to fall anymore, I've had enough of those, I scoop him up and I carry him wherever I'm going. So, you know, in reality, who has trained who, right? He's like, I'm 11 and a half year old. I need to be carried around now. I don't need help. I should not have to walk, you know? So my sweetheart, he's my baby. He knows I'm talking about him. Okay, let me refresh this. Another thing, too, before I forget, I know Valentine's Day is this coming Friday. And for some people, it's hard because society says you have to be in a relationship, right? For Valentine's Day, you have to be in a relationship. And, geez, if you don't have somebody in your life, oh, what's wrong with you, right? Well, I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. You know, Yogi's my Valentine. You know, how lucky can I be and how blessed I am to have him in my life? Right? I've been married and divorced twice. Both those men, I loved them with all my heart at the time that I was with them. But they're both on the other side. And yes, I still am I'm still in contact with them. But the, you know, relationships take a lot of hard work and a lot of time. And I don't want to waste my time on a relationship that's not special. Would I love to be in one? Absolutely. But I figure when the time's right, the time will be right. But instead of, you know, making other people feel like they have to be with somebody, especially on Valentine's Day, blah, 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 make every day Valentine's Day. Take yourself out to dinner once a month. That's what I do. I take myself out to dinner once a month because I deserve it. You know, I do things that I want to do to treat myself. Because I'm worthy of that. You know, you see somebody at work stressing because, oh, look at all these other, you know, their husbands gave them Valentine's or whatever and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe your husband's going to do something different. Maybe he's not. I don't know. But 9 out of 10 women that I know, that I associate with, would just love to have somebody treat them special for that day. Or not even that, treat them special every day. We don't have to have one day a year that we spend all this money on stuff. You know, I want to be with somebody who's going to treat me special every day. And I want to be with somebody who will let me treat them special every day. So don't think less of yourself or less of somebody else because they're not in a relationship. Be happy they are, if they are. If they're not, then go for them. Maybe they need this space and time right now not to be in a relationship because they have to learn to be in a relationship with themselves first. You know, that's so critical today. Love yourself first before you get in a relationship. Know who you are first. So, okay, you guys, I guess I got 2 soapboxes for the time of one. Only 2 weeks in a row, we discussed words and how they make us feel and what we can do better. So, and then I just threw in the Valentine's thing because of Friday. And just to let all of you know that I think you're all special. You don't have to have somebody else in your life. If you do, good for you. I'm happy for you. Make it a healthy, loving relationship. But let's all make a commitment for the next 7 days to be consciously aware of the words that we're using. And let's help uplift each other. So uplift, not leveling. Okay? Think about it. All right, you guys. Thanks, as always, for being here. Take what resonates and please just throw away the rest. You can stay tuned on One Two Radio and listen to the wonderful C.A. Brooks with her show, Everyday Astrology. Then after C.A. is Kelly Whetstone with Empowerment. The Katie Weaver Show is after that. And then the Christina LaFrance Show. So thank you so much for listening. And until next week, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.